It's KRCB-FM Radio 91, a service of Northern California Public Media. Time for the North Bay Report. I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for joining us. Supervisor Linda Hopkins is tired of being asked, "How do you do your job with kids?" She explained why during a panel discussion about women in leadership at the Paradise Ridge Winery at the end of August. The panel was hosted by the nonprofit California Human Development Corporation and moderated by Karen Demarest of the Community Foundation of Sonoma County. In this excerpt from the panel, Demarest talks with Hopkins about how to overcome sexism in politics.
You know, many believe that it's patriarchy in politics that's fostering the perception that women are somehow less qualified or less competent than men. But we do live in a progressive community where we have women in many different important positions in our community. But I'm wondering if you still feel that there is a patriarchy, an attitude that just assumes, without anyone having consciousness of it, that men are going to be more competent. And what can we do to offset that? Because we have the luxury of being in a progressive community, we might be able to see it a little bit more clearly.
Everyone's looking at me.
Can't help it.
I will say that, yes, we absolutely still live in a strongly patriarchal system. And I find that I actually can't say the same things in the same way that my male colleagues do. Because if I were to do that, I would be perceived as either sort of too crazy, angry, emotional, right? And so I find it very interesting that I often have to temper what I say, because people at the end of the day, they want their women to be likable, they want their women to be approachable, and they want their women to be agreeable. And if I'm going to do a good job at what I do for a living, I'm not always going to be all of those things, right? I am going to disagree with people. And I am going to sometimes have to take a strong position that might make some people uncomfortable. Sometimes you have to, oddly, as a leader, you know, who should have a strong executive sort of authority type role, have to walk on eggshells in order to get what you want done, which can be really frustrating when you see men in a very similar role able to just say something and everyone's like, "Oh, yes, sir, no problem," right? But, like, you say that and it's like, "Oh, that," you know, like, you know the words that come out, right? I think that talking about it is really important. And I also want to add that I want to own the fact also that I have privilege as a white woman that is different. And so I think that the more that we can talk about sort of lifting other women up and empowering them and recognizing that we all have different experiences based on age, based on whether or not we have children, based on what languages we speak, based on whether or not we have documentation, all of those things factor into it. You know, I remember complaining about how when I was running for office, the number one question that I was asked was, "How can you possibly have this job with kids?" But when I was complaining about, you know, sort of being a mom and running for office, then I had a female elected official say, "But I don't have kids." And I'm constantly asked, "Why don't I have kids?" So it's like you literally cannot win as a woman. And I think that recognizing kind of all of those challenges that we face and then advancing that dialogue and calling out those criticisms, you know, I have actually asked people, like, "Would you say that to a man?" You know, I'm often accused of having attitude. Has a man ever been told that they have attitude when they make a joke, you know? And so it's interesting the sort of judgments that you get. And I think the more that we can actively question them, the more that people will realize what they're doing and we can actually change the paradigm.
Linda Hopkins and Karen Demarest will be joining us for our live TV show, Connect the Bay, Erasing the Gap, Conversations with Women Leaders. Watch the show this Sunday, 5 p.m. on KRCB TV Channel 22 and find out more at norcalpublicmedia.org.